7 after the hour, another hour of Dr. Ken Kronhaus and the medical expertise that he's become well known for over the years on the radio for quite a while. This is his second love after his family, maybe third after his practice, but he's practicing here, and you can be the beneficiary if you dial 888-553-7536 with your medical question or problem. Help yourself. He's here. He's at your service. Doesn't cost anything. And it's very entertaining to listen to people. That doesn't mean people always kind of confuse, Ken, the word entertaining. Entertaining doesn't mean it has to be fun or funny. It just has to capture your imagination, captivate your mind. And certainly many of your questions do. We've talked a lot about hearts and that sort of thing today. The brain. A lot of different questions, and if you have something that you'd like to have clarified, now would be a great time for you to call and get happier. At least having information sometimes makes you happy. 888-553-7536. Rick's in Burlington, Iowa. What can we do for you, sir? Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good Merry Christmas to you. I have been suffering from joint and muscle pain. I cannot figure out. I've been to the doctors. I was just wondering if he might know of somebody I should turn to, or...
Sure, Rick. Let's figure out what's been done so far. You've been to your primary care physician?
Yeah, I've seen her.
And have you been to a specialist like a rheumatologist?
No.
Those are the internal medicine subspecialists that focus on joint muscle pains, the diagnosis and treatment with medications for those issues, sometimes with physical therapy also. They're not the surgeons. But let me just ask, your primary care doctor, I would imagine, hopefully did a good history and physical.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have done some blood work looking at inflammatory markers like a sedimentation rate, a rheumatoid arthritis factor, and maybe even a test for lupus, what we call ANA.
She just had one done. I'd had it done Monday, but I haven't got any report back yet.
See, she drew blood for your inflammatory markers. Might have also even measured some blood tests for abnormal muscle function, a CPK, an aldolase, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't gotten the lab work back yet?
No, huh?
Okay, so...
Yeah, the only thing that's happened to me is 2 years ago I had a heart attack I didn't know about, and they found out when I went to the ER for lightheadedness. I'm always kind of lightheaded, and they cannot figure that out, but my neck's been broke twice, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I thought it was my heart. I keep thinking it is, but they keep telling me that it's not.
Well, where are you getting the pain the most? What part of the body?
My neck and shoulders and hands and arms.
Uh-huh. And you've had trauma to the neck, the cervical spine?
Mm-hmm.
Because all of it, this could be the common denominator here could be cervical spine problem. But, you know, in a guy your age, if you have any risk factors for heart disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, obesity, family history, cigarette smoking, you know, I would want to make sure this is not what we call an angina equivalent masquerading for heart problems. I'd probably want to at least put you on the treadmill and make sure it's not the heart. And then after I did that, I'd probably want to look at your cervical spine and make sure that that's not an issue, because I bet that's where the issue is.
Okay, they're going to do where they put that jelly on you, because I do have an aneurysm. They're going to check to see if it got any bigger.
You have an aneurysm in what part of the belly?
Back of the heart.
The back of the heart, so the thoracic aorta, the descending thoracic aorta. You can't really see that too well with the jelly, with the ultrasound. That's where you need a CT angiogram or an MR angiogram to look very well at that part. The transesophageal echo, the one that we put down the throat, that can do it. But surface echocardiography, that's you probably have an all-star ultrasound sonographer if he or she can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know if it's back of the heart, where it's at, but that's how they check it, with that jelly stuff.
So I would find out where that is. But
okay,
you need somebody. You have a number of issues here, loose ends. This is an untangled, woven, chaotic area here that you need to get a good medical home, a good primary care doctor to get this organized and figure out a good pathway here and move from there.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And you're certainly welcome, sir. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you as well. 888-553-7536. I'm just the referee. Dr. Ken is the expert. And Rick has a question for Dr. Ken. He's in Burlington. I'm sorry. That was just Rick there. Jenny, I'm thinking about you. Jenny is in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Nice to listen. I just tuned in and was so glad to hear your program as I'm lying here.
We're glad you're here, and I hope you get addicted.
I hope so, too. I have been put on Levaquin I've been on it for 7 days. It was a 10-day dose, and I just...
Where's the infection?
The infection was in the sinuses.
Okay.
And so I've been on it 7 days, and today, yesterday it started in my left flank pain, and now by my neck, I can't even turn my head. It is like frozen in pain. I don't know what to do, and I don't know if my doctor is out of town, and I don't know if I should just discontinue the Levaquin, or is that when I was reading the drug description on what to do from the pharmacy, it did say that it can affect the muscles.
Yes, definitely. It definitely can. It's not the most common side effects. Diarrhea and nausea of Levaquin is a certain type of antibiotic, a little stronger than your average antibiotic. And was this the first antibiotic they gave you for a sinus infection?
Actually, no.
It was
going along with a tooth problem, and I thought it was, they did
usually this is the second line drug we use after the earlier drugs don't work for a sinus infection. It's a bit of a stronger drug, and the most common side effects are diarrhea and nausea with this drug, this antibiotic. But yes, what you're describing can occur with Levaquin, and what I would do is you need to immediately call your doctor. If your doctor's out of town, they must have somebody covering for them. I can't imagine that they don't. And talk to the covering doctor, and you need to get prescribed a substitute.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling pretty well, actually.
Jenny, please do this, because you'll have a partially treated sinus infection. It'll be better right now, but I promise you in the next few weeks it's going to come back, and it's going to come back even worse. So please do what I'm saying.
But what about the muscle spasm? I guess that's what it is, because I can't even turn my neck. It's really...
Well, I'm hoping by stopping the Levaquin it goes away.
Uh-huh. Okay,
but please call the doctor, because you're going to need a substitute, or you're going to end up with a much worse problem than this muscle ache. Okay, and then you're going to need surgery for your sinus infection, and you're not going to be happy in Los Angeles.
All right, so take the advice to heart, Jenny. That's why you called, and we're happy to have been of service. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is a gentle bedside manner, but still, sometimes you are your own worst enemy, and you call because you don't want to hear what you value. The question is going to get an answer. You don't like the answer, not much we can do about it other than advise you to do something post-haste in this circumstance. Many of you sometimes have a little time. Sometimes if Ken is concerned, he'll tell you to go find an expert yesterday. Weekends be damned. You still need treatment sometimes. So, and then it is damnable, because some doctors don't work. It's kind of like the gas company. They don't want to turn on my gas in Los Angeles because it's a weekend. It's a holiday weekend, so you can't get anything done. Horrible time to get sick, Ken. Right? I mean, the major players are off playing.
I wish I understood that kind of work week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you don't, and that's why you're here. 888-553-7536. More from Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health for Christmas weekend.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99.
sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's last-minute gift sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
888-553-7536. August calls from Brownsville, Tennessee. Let's have you on the air, August, so we can try to help you out. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Hi, August. Right back.
Hey, my question is, I had a heart attack about 2 years ago, and they said that I had, of course, a plaque buildup. Of course, I went into the emergency room. I was in Florida when I had the heart attack, but I went, like, 4 more days and drove back to Tennessee. Of course, went to the chest pain center.
Would you do that doctor. Again, August?
Sir?
Would you do that again?
I don't know.
Come on, help everybody, because I tell you, I can't tell you how many people do that, and then they know it, and then they finally realize that it's the wrong thing, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I really didn't think I had a heart attack, to be honest with you. It was like right in the middle of my chest, you know, not in my chest, but down in the upper part of my stomach.
Exactly.
I had, like, it felt like knots and stuff, so I didn't really think it was a heart attack.
Well, don't feel bad. You won't be the first or the last who thought it was something else, but it's, this is why it's so hard to self-diagnose, and it's better to be safe than sorry. And if any doctor or nurse ever yells at you for bothering them over chest pain, they should be doing something else, not you.
All right. All right. My big question was, they put me on a, of course, I take Plavix every day, and I take a metoprolol. He said that would help build my
Plavix
blood pressure.
Is like industrial strength
why
aspirin.
Would you, why would you say, of course I take Plavix? How? Why would you say that? Of course.
Well, I don't know.
Is that just, a common can?
August, have you had, it's usually given, it's a, like industrial strength aspirin. It's blood thinner, not as strong as warfarin or Coumadin. It works on the same place where the aspirin does to weaken the platelets, the blood clotting cell in the blood. And we usually use Plavix after a stent. Have you had a stent?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I had one stent.
Do you have the drug-eluting kind or the bare metal?
That I don't know. I just know it. Dead metal on the paperwork. And
have
all,
you been so. On? So you've been on the Plavix for about how many months are you going to be on it for?
Well, I've been on it 2 years already.
Well, that's a long time to be on Plavix. If it's, you probably have a drug-eluting stent. We put people on the Plavix for a year, and then after the first year, sometimes we'll continue a little bit of it for longer because of the late prolonged possibility of a clot in a drug-eluting stent or a drug-coated stent. They work much better for preventing collapse or clogs in the first year, but they do have a very 1 in 200 risk in the next 5 years of developing a clot. So we'll sometimes use a little bit of Plavix, maybe 2 or 3 times a week long term. I would definitely talk to your cardiologist about that, August. It's a little unusual to use everyday Plavix for more than 1 year. And, you know, sometimes the risk of bleeding becomes more important than the potential benefits. But what is your question going forward about your drugs?
Okay, well, the Plavix was one of them, so I'm glad to hear that because I know some people says, well, I'm already off of mine, you know.
Right.
But anyway.
It's, there's something missing here. I would talk to the cardiologist who prescribed it because you don't usually use everyday Plavix for 2 years unless there's something special about August that you and I don't know.
Okay, and then, of course, he said I had 2 more blocks. One was a 50, one was a 75.
Well, that may be an issue specific to you, and that's what you need to know.
Okay, and he said that. And then, he, of course, he put me on metoprolol.
That's a beta blocker.
Said, yeah, and I said, I don't have no blood pressure problem. He said, I know your blood pressure is perfect. He said,
on a, with, a heart, with a heart attack, you're on lifelong beta blocker unless your blood pressure and heart rate, which both are decreased by a beta blocker, you know, it fights that fight or flight response, the adrenaline that's naturally produced.
All
you're
right.
on a beta blocker lifelong to reduce the risk of another heart attack or sudden cardiac death.
It's 21 after the hour.
Santa passes by my stocking. I promise not to mind the lot. The only thing I want for Christmas.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Santa can't bring me.
On Christmas weekend, Dr. Ken is here working on duty and happy to take your call to straighten out some of your medical problems, whatever it may be that's on your mind. Fair game. Let's get back to the action with Katie, another Iowan. Hi, Katie. How are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Birmingham's here, there.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. My husband has what I think is irritable bowel. It's nothing, no specific food. It's just like every once in a while, pretty often, maybe two or three times a week, after he eats, he'll immediately have to go to the bathroom. And he says, you know, it hurts and that, you know, his stomach is upset and things like that. And I was wondering if there's anything he can do or if it's stress or, you know, we tried taking fiber and it didn't do anything, but, I don't know what this is, and he needs to get it checked out or something.
Sure, Katie. Thanks so much for calling. You sound like a great wife. And unfortunately, irritable bowel syndrome is very common. It affects your large intestine, and it causes, as you mentioned, cramping, abdominal pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation. And it doesn't usually cause permanent damage to your colon. And this is usually a diagnosis of exclusion. You know, we look and do a colonoscopy. We run tests. You may even get a CAT scan of your abdomen. And after all the tests are done, we just can't find the cause of all your symptoms. And then we call it irritable bowel syndrome or functional bowel. Has he been through the all these different tests looking for a cause? Because there's a lot of different causes for these symptoms that are actually due to structural or organic problems in the bowel.
Now, he hasn't gone to get it checked. I mean, he didn't really even think it was a problem until, you know, we met and we got married and I told him that this is not normal. So, I mean, he hasn't been to get it checked out or anything. I just didn't know if we should be worried about it or anything.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, is he allergic to doctors?
Maybe. May have a little bit of white coat syndrome.
It sounds to me like it is. Are you in the field? Are you in medicine? You sound like you are.
I'm in a PA school right now.
Oh, fantastic. So I had a feeling. So she's becoming a physician's assistant. Wonderful, wonderful field. And what I would do is I would hold his hand and start off with the internist or the family doctor. This needs to be evaluated Katie, and you can't immediately assume that it's irritable bowel or functional bowel. The fact that it's been going on, you said, a long time, it probably is, but this needs to be diagnosed, and then you can get some specific treatment. I would have him go to the internist. They may refer him to a gastroenterologist, GI doctor. If after that they can't figure this out, then call me back, Katie. Good luck with PA school, and he's lucky to have you around.
888-553-7536. Interesting twist on the peer review process, Ken. The government has asked the journals of Science and Nature not to publish crucial details of biomedical experiments that created an extremely transmissible form of bird flu.
I was hoping you wouldn't mention that.
Because so this, if you recall, well, maybe you ought to give people, this is the H. Remember, we had the so-called bird flu, which was the H1N1 virus. Well, some nut bird in Hong Kong has been slaughtering birds. One chicken in his group tested positive for the H5N1 virus, which is much worse. I say nut bird because this whole thing is nutty. The fact that, I mean, maybe that's a good idea, but
that's another facet of this. But what you're describing is actually the government has been supporting research looking at the virus that can mutate into a form of this bird flu that then people are susceptible of and can then get into the human population. And unfortunately, this research has been too successful. And they've actually gotten too far. And I don't want to scare anybody or give anybody any horrible ideas. But the point you're making is that now the government's asking that this information not be published. So the question is, you know, should we even be there supporting this kind of research? And once we get this knowledge, should we then be suppressing it? You know, this is a bag of worms, not a bag of flu viruses. And, you know, I just don't want to give anybody any bad ideas here.
Well, the idea is that the government, your tax dollars have been used to basically subvert your best interest. Somebody will say, well, we wanted to find out more about it to protect. Nobody was even studying this about this before they came up with it.
I mean, but we should have thought. It's like giving guns to, you know, people in Mexico. They should have thought if they made some progress, they were going to have information that could get out. You know, where's the thinking?
More malfeasance on the part of people who don't have any common sense who are running your government. It's amazing. It really is. This kind of stuff would come to the surface.
What were they thinking, that they wouldn't make any success with their research?
But it doesn't make it. That's the question.
Does, exactly. It's wacko.
It's kind of like Jeopardy. Okay, does the government make any sense with what it's doing with your tax dollars? The answer is no. Or maybe you just say, the answer is no. What's the question? Man. They are making some New Year's resolutions about changing the way things work here. So that it's for your benefit and not necessarily to your detriment. Half past the hour with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some care.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The chant is listen, 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 hear, hear, hear. We're here at your service at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here every weekend at this time, taking your calls, your questions, what's on your mind, how can we be of service, all that good stuff, plus the medical news of the week. There are always these stories. Sometimes I question who pays for the studies. Ken reports on dozens of these studies that are in the various journals of medicine every week. And that's where the medical news of the day comes from. But there are times when what is being done, we were just talking about the research on the H5N1 virus. What's the point? And then there are those studies which are just plain wrong or proven to be wrong by other studies. And such is the case this week with a couple of different retractions, Ken.
Oh, okay. We'll go right there. The most important thing that happened this week in the retraction land, the medical journal Science, which is probably the number one general interest scientific journal, basic scientific journal, with Nature is the other one in the world. You know, this is like the Time and Newsweek when they, Time and Newsweek were important of science journals, of general interest science journals. And scientific journals very rarely retract a finding because, you know, they like to believe with the peer, so-called peer review system where they send out these articles to the experts in the field that are done by another author and they're not approved for publication until several of these peer reviewers approve the article. The journals like to believe that this system is almost infallible and then gives us publications that we can believe and are reliable. Well, Science, which rarely retracts an article, did this week, and this is about chronic fatigue study, and they laid to rest this long simmering controversy, Doug. The editors of Science this week retracted a paper that pinpointed a specific virus as the likely cause of chronic fatigue syndrome. You may remember I reported on this back in 2009, and you were very interested in this also, reported suggesting that a xenotropic murine leukemia virus-related virus was the probable culprit behind chronic fatigue syndrome, which can cause crippling fatigue, aching joints, headaches, and other symptoms, and it affects almost 1% of the world's population, and you put 1% across a few billion, that's a lot of people. Well, the follow-up, you know, science, the beauty of science is that it should be reproducible. What you do in the Ukraine should be able to be repeated in Honolulu, Hawaii. So anywhere on planet Earth, you should be able to repeat the findings. But on four, and that's what good science does. Things come out, and then other scientists try to reproduce it and then take it from there. But follow-up findings failed to confirm the initial report leading to this unusual action of the journal Science announcing this retraction. And it's going to be published December 23rd, which just passed in the issue of Science.
There you go. All right. It's food for thought. That's all. Nothing is perfect. 888-553-7536. Common sense often needs to play a role in what we think and what we learn. Thomas, listening to KFWV in Los Angeles. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hey, hi, Dr. Ken. How are you, sir?
Hi, Thomas. How are you today?
I'm okay, Doctor. I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I have a problem here. I took a pneumonia prevention shot, and I noticed that after that, I'm getting this, like, backup, which I had my doctor actually check me. I get this backup of, like, mucus in my throat, and sometimes it'll get sore, and it, like, won't go away. It won't
so
go
what's
away.
Your, what's
told me
the
there's
question?
Backup in my throat, but it doesn't go away.
All right, what would you like Dr. Ken to help you with?
Well, you probably had the Pneumovax vaccine.
Yes.
And it's a little unclear to me why you're suddenly getting mucus. It is sometimes there have been reports of this. And what I would do is what does your doctor think? Has he examined you? What does he think about this?
Well, yeah, they looked at it. She looked at it and she said, it's well, you have backup in your throat. I want to know, how do I get it out?
Well, you need to find out what the cause is here. Do you have an infection in your lungs?
No. No, sir.
They did a chest x-ray?
Pardon?
Have you had a chest x-ray?
No, I haven't, but yeah. I've been checked, and there's, like, no sign of any cancer or anything like that in my body, period. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Are you coughing anything up? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, I'm coughing up that, like, mucus.
Okay,
like.
What color is it? Is it clear, or does it have a color to it?
It's been, like, clear, and then sometimes it gets, like the other day I coughed up, it was, like, green. And it actually looked like there was, like, a little bit of a redness in his blood. Like.
Okay, Thomas,
yes.
Okay, this needs to be evaluated. You know, when you cough up clear sputum, it's usually a viral infection. It'll usually pass. But when you start bringing up colored sputum, that tends to be more of a bacterial infection. And then when you have some blood in there, that can be a number of things, you know, that, and I don't want to scare you, but that can be due to an infection, it can be due to a clot, it can be due to cancer, it can be due to tuberculosis. And, you know, I don't want to scare you here, but it sounds to me most likely you have an infection going on that has not been treated. And if this doctor can't do it, I would get to another doctor. You may want to find yourself a good lung doctor, but you also need a good primary care doctor. But, Thomas, you have a lung infection. I would get to see a doctor, a lung specialist, or a good primary care doctor, internist or family doctor yesterday, and please get this taken care of.
Now, pronto, as it were. 888-553-7536. A little bit of denial I hear in his voice. So you need to
He's a little frustrated and confused.
Well, he may be a little afraid, too.
But, he went to his primary doctor and didn't diagnose it. I'm perplexed. I'm perplexed.
Well, that's the state of medicine today. You don't always get an answer, but you always get a bill.
It may have been a clear mucus when he saw the doctor, and now the color, and that's why the doctor wasn't too concerned. I bet that's what happened, and now it's changed color, and now I'm concerned, and I'm sure his primary doctor is going to be concerned.
Well, there are a lot of us who have. I've had for years and years and years and years. You and I have talked about this. I have a lot of phlegm. It's clear. I'm always getting it out of my
throat. But it's probably allergic.
Yeah, allergies.
And it's not, which is a whole different ball. Yeah. When it starts turning color, it's usually a bacterial infection.
Would be interesting to find out what I was allergic to, though. But if you got that stuff in there, it doesn't seem to do any harm. You're keeping the system clean, but it still gets kind of nasty, that stuff.
Your friendly allergist could do some skin testing.
All right, there we go. Allergists, 888-553-7536. Here's Noreen, another Albany, New Yorker. That seems to be where the hit parade is today. Noreen, what can we do for you? Merry Christmas.
Hi, same to you. I was just wondering, Dr. Kent.
Yes.
I've been diagnosed with, I've had a previous non-PVC MI, and I also have been diagnosed with severe emphysema currently. They told me my lung condition aggravates my heart condition, and I was wondering how that works.
Well, as one of my professors at the University of Pennsylvania, when I was a medical student, said, the organ closest to my heart is my lungs. And
right.
So, they work together, and the lungs help deliver the oxygen back to the blood, which the heart has to pump around. So if one of these is not working well, the other one doesn't work well. They work as a team, and you have a team, and one member is not functioning, then the team's not doing well. And emphysema, destruction of lung tissue, you're just not going to absorb adequate oxygen. And I would imagine you were a smoker. That's the most common cause. And
Yes.
And it sounds like you've given it up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that also will cause circulation problems to the heart, leads to a small heart attack or a big one. It sounds like you had a small one. And those two need to be optimized. So you need a good heart, a good lung doctor working as a team to get you your risk factors under control, blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, weight, diet. I'm glad you're not smoking. And then optimize your lung function and then get you into a good activity program. Have you ever been in pulmonary rehab? I love that program for somebody like you. Severe lung disease, has some coronary issues, and they work on both and they get you into an activity program that can really help you. Pulmonary rehab, it's not well known by many people.
Well, I was in cardiac rehab.
Yes.
At one point. And
after your heart attack. After your heart attack, I would imagine.
Yes. My pulmonologist mentioned pulmonary rehab,
since that time,
my legs have gotten quite weaker.
Okay.
And,
well, Noreen, you don't have to keep up with the Marines in the group. They'll tailor it to you. Don't be embarrassed. There's always somebody there who can do less than you, I promise you. And
even though I'm oxygen dependent right now, I get short of breath pretty easily.
Well, does your lung doctor still think you're a candidate?
Well, he didn't say that my last visit. It was previous visits.
Okay. Well, I don't know whether you're end stage or not, and I don't have enough information.
What does that mean, Dr. Kent? Like, what would my prognosis be? Well, is there things I can do
give me a second, Noreen,
the progression, is it just going to progress on its own?
All right, Noreen, you got to take a breath and you got to listen. You ask
can
one
you
question
hear us
at a time.
Okay, Noreen.
Pardon me?
Are you able to hear us?
I am.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Pardon me. Okay. What I would do is you're trying too hard to be too good a patient, and you need to a little bit submit to your lung doctor and let the lung doctor guide you through this, okay?
Yeah.
And I think you're trying too hard, and therefore you're not getting out of the batter's box. You're not getting to first base. You need a good lung doctor who can assess you. This is not up to you to decide. You shouldn't feel this burden. It's complicated to assess the severity of your situation, and that's what lung doctors do. And that's the magic of their field. And then they can tailor the treatment to you specifically and determine whether you're a candidate. Let the lung doctor do this. Again, you're trying to pull your own teeth here. I mean that very politely, Noreen. I'm just trying to get you started here.
There's okay. a great example, Noreen. Good luck to you and a happy new year. A perfect example of why the people that run the tobacco companies ought to be shot. This is disgusting. You hear these pulmonary stories all the time. My disgust goes back to 1971 when my mother died at the age of 50 because she became addicted to tobacco products because they were promoted to young girls in college as being something that was sexy and sophisticated. These people are subhumans, and anybody who's involved in that business, it's a disgrace. Making money by killing people. Here we're trying to help people, but you hear these things. These people get addicted to this stuff, and it takes, if you saw what happened to my mother at the age of 44 and how she lived the last 6 years of her life, anybody with any kind of a brain or an ounce of sense would never touch those damnable things. You hear it all the time. There are all kinds of specialists that build their careers, Ken, around trying to help people who become addicted to tobacco, and the government subsidizes it. The government subsidizes
both ends of it.
Still, exactly. It's incredible how this sort of stuff takes place. So, and you hear it sadly in that woman's voice, life altering for sure. 888-553-7536. More of your calls coming up for Dr. Ken Kronhaus this weekend.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about the turning points in your life. Now, let's go back and reflect on the turning points in your life. What were some of the times that things changed for you? Things that might have changed for the better, things might have changed for the worse. But those were the turning points in your life. The one question you need to ask yourself is as follows. Were these turning points created by you, or were they created for you? Were you the victim of someone else's thoughts? Were you the victim of someone else's actions? That means a turning point was created for you. On the other hand, how many turning points have you created that turned out to be prosperous, that turned out to be well, that turned out to be good for your life? What we need to do for turning points is to go ahead and create them. Create your turning points, plan for them, execute them, keep track of them, celebrate the turning points of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Christmas in Dixie.
Time now for us to take more of your calls here. That's the object of our affection, your needs and wants and desires. How may we be of service? And get to the question, please, as quickly as you can. Joyce is up in Maine listening to Good Day Weekend. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air with Dr. Ken.
Yes, hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Joyce.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Is it nice and warm in Maine today?
Oh, you Fritz, 2 degrees.
Oh, keep it there.
Yeah.
I was meant to talk
to you. I'm sorry to hear about your mother. My mother just passed away in July of pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah,
right, in the interest of time, Joyce, what can we do for you? Because we only have a moment here.
Okay, real quick. I have been disabled for 20 years, and I have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And I went to a specialist from Harvard, diagnosed me. I went to Leahy Clinic, and I have, you know, a lot of pain, nerve pain, I think, in my back, a shooting pain. And I've tried the Eastern philosophy and Western, and I'd like to know.
I have 30 seconds. What's the question?
I want to know what you recommend as far as medicines and also alternative to add to it.
All right, hold that thought because we'll get to it in a matter of moments. Joyce, you'll be the first person we come back to. We'll have to have a word or two from your local station now on Good Day Weekend.
To save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Let's get back to use our time well here in the remaining moments at 888-553-7536. Joyce in Maine had a rather complicated scenario, Ken. How can we boil it down for her?
Well, fibromyalgia is never a simple issue. This is a problem characterized, Doug, by widespread musculoskeletal pain. It's accompanied by fatigue, sleep, memory, and mood issues, and maybe two or three decades ago, we used to think that this was not even a real entity. Now we know it is. It's usually another diagnosis by exclusion. People have all of these symptoms, usually pain throughout the body, and we just can't find a specific cause, and it's diagnosed as fibromyalgia. I've treated a lot of these people at Duke, where I was an intern and resident. It was a referral center for it, and often there's a sleep problem associated with it. These fibromyalgia patients are treated by a lot of different possibilities. We use pain-relieving medicines like Tylenol, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Also, antidepressants are helpful, not because so much that they're depressed, but they just seem to help. Cymbalta, Prozac often is used. Some of the anti-seizure medications also have been shown to be helpful, not because you're having seizures, but they just seem to cross over and work. Neurontin, Lyrica have all been approved by the FDA for treating fibromyalgia. This is an area where some of the alternative medicine treatments have also been effective. Acupuncture, massage therapy, yoga, tai chi have all been tried. They're worth a try. This problem usually takes a multi-talented group of people to get to and to help you, Joyce. That's where I would go. The rheumatologists are the specialists in this area.
All right, so that hopefully is a big help. Now we move on. 888-553-7536. Donna calls listening to WTTF in Republic, Ohio, home of Republic Lumber. Charlie and Patty Cole, if you know them, say hi to them, Donna. Wish them a Merry Christmas for me, will you?
Yeah, I sure will.
All right, what's up with you?
All right, my husband's 53, and for 25 years he's worked at a factory on his feet. All of a sudden, in the last year or so, he's been getting lower leg pains after walking a little bit. He should have legs of steel, but they're real puny now. They look bad. He had swelling in one right ankle for no reason at all. The hospital couldn't find a reason. And now he's off work. He can't even walk for more than 5 minutes because of the pain. It's so severe. We took him to Toledo Cardiac Center. He was checked out. They put dye in him and all. Couldn't find any blockage. What's the next step? What do we check for next?
Okay, so there's a lot of reasons. You know, I could probably tell you 30 different causes for leg pain, and there's probably even more. And you have to look at groups. If you go to the cardiologist, they'll look for the circulation issues. It seems like they excluded those causes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The next group are the muscle and skeletal issues. You know, we're talking now about tendonitis. We're talking about a fracture, a gout, a hamstring injury. The muscle cramps, osteoarthritis, infections of the bone, even a foot issue, Achilles tendonitis. There's a ton of these musculoskeletal issues. I think the next step would be to see an orthopedic doctor. And an orthopedic doctor could look at the muscle, the bone issues, and if that didn't identify it, then a neurologist to look at the nerves.
Yeah, his legs go all night long, like he's running a marathon.
Well, he may have what we call restless leg syndrome or night leg cramps. This all can cause leg discomforts.
Yeah, they jerk. He don't move them, and they jerk on their own.
So, is he on concrete?
That's restless leg syndrome. I would I think then what I would do is I would have him see a neurologist as the next step.
Yeah. That's what we were thinking, too. Thanks,
okay.
Patrick.
Have him see the neurologist. If they don't solve it, give me a call back and ask about restless leg syndrome.
How much of this would be predicated by the fact that he was on concrete versus being on wood or grass or something?
Well, that's why I was thinking about the Achilles tendonitis and Achilles tendon rupture, you know, that sort of thing, bursitis. But she is describing something like restless leg syndrome, which would not be related.
Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or doug@dougstephan.com. If you weren't able to get through on the phone, send the question along or try us next week at this time. Good day weekend, good day health. Merry Christmas from Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug.